Welcome to your five for the day. Today, the 25th of January, is a special day for Scots all around the world, as we remember the life and work of Robert Burns. We claim him as Scotland's national bard, and he was born on the 25th of January, 1759. Robert Burns was born in humble circumstances, the son of a farm labourer in Alloway in Ayrshire, the southwest of Scotland. He gained fame during his lifetime as a poet, and has been celebrated ever since. He's also known as something of a womaniser. At the time of his death, at the age of 39, he had at least 11 children from at least 3 different women. His 12th son, Maxwell, sadly never knew his father and was born on the day of Burns's funeral in 1796. Robert Burns' life and influential work has been remembered ever since. A Scottish tradition is to hold Burns' supper on his birthday each year, when his poems and songs are repeated, and of course delicious haggis is eaten with neeps and tatties. Several of Burns' poems are rather irreverent, and he was not afraid to satirise and poke fun at religion. A well-known Burns poem, and one of my favourites, is called To a Mouse, written on disturbing a mouse from its nest when ploughing a field. Wee sleekit, coor and timorous beastie, oh, what a panic's in thy breastie! Thou needna start a wa sae hasty wi' bickerin' brattle. I would be laith to rin and chase thee wi' murderin' pattle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union, and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal. But, Moosey, thou art no thy lane. Improving foresight may be vain. The best-laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glay, and lee is naught but grief and pain for promised joy. Still, thou art blessed compared with me. The present only toucheth thee, but och, I backward cast my ee on prospects drear, and forward, though I canna see, I guess and fear. This poem takes the reader from the experience of initial surprise at seeing the mouse before the plough, and comforting the mouse that no harm is meant to her, to a more philosophical pondering of the relative situations both man and mouse find themselves in. The best-known line from the poem gives the title to a famous John Steinbeck novel of Mice and Men, and here Burns states an insightful truth about human experience. The best-laid schemes of mice and men gang after glee. In other words, no matter our stature in this world, even our best-laid plans rarely go as we would like, and too often leave us nothing but grief and pain. This theme of futility and uncertainty continues in the final stanza. Burns actually admires the little creature for its carefree living, and contrasts his own doubts and fears for the future. I'm sure we can all empathise with Burns in his uncertainties about the future. None of us know what lies ahead for us, as life often throws up obstacles and problems along the way. However, what Burns misses out in his poem is the great hope and certainty that comes with trusting God. As a Christian, there are just as many surprises ahead for me, but I know the promises that God gives in the Bible. For example, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. There's an old, well-known Christian hymn which says, "We have an anchor that keeps the soul, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love." Robert Burns was a great poet, of whom Scots like me are rightly proud. But I wonder if he ever found peace with God, as countless people have before him and since, and came to know the love of Jesus, that great anchor of the soul.
Thank you for listening to your five for the day. Calls are charged at standard network rates. For further information, either write to P.O. Box 109, Swansea, Wales, or visit the website ewer542day.com.